Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who creates us and forms us, who redeems us and calls us, who unites us and sends us. Amen. Gathered in God's presence, let us confess our sin. Mighty and loving God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We seek our own way. We divide the body of Christ. In your mercy, cleanse us and heal us. Let the words of our mouths, the thoughts of our hearts, and everything that we do be filled with faith, hope, and love. Amen. Hear the voice of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to proclaim release to the captives. In the name of Jesus Christ, I proclaim to you that your sins are forgiven and you are released. The joy of the Lord is your strength, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit are yours forever. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
This holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. The feast of victory for our God. Alleluia.
Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God.
Let us pray together. Almighty and ever-living God, increase in us the gifts of faith, hope, and love, and that we may obtain what you promise, make us love what you command. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated, and at this time, our youth choir will come forward with a special anthem offering. We invite the young people to go to Sunday school at this time.
The first reading for the fourth Sunday after the Epiphany is recorded in Jeremiah, the first chapter. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." Then I said, "Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say, 'I am only a boy,' for you shall go all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." Then the Lord put his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, "Now I have put my words into your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant." The word of the Lord. The second reading for today is recorded in Paul's first letter to the church at Corinth in the 13th chapter. "If I speak in tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but I do not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends, but as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease, As for knowledge, it will come to an end. But we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love abide. These three, the greatest of these is love. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the fourth chapter. Then Jesus began to say to all in the synagogue in Nazareth, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" And he said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Doctor, cure yourself.' And you will say, 'Do you hear also in your hometown the things that we have heard you did at Capernaum?' And he said, 'Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, and when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was a severe famine over all the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them except to a widow at Zarephath in Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian." When they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff. But he passed through the midst of them, and went on his way. This is the gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. And I ask that you pray first with me this morning. Good and gracious God, thank you for waking us up and gathering us here again so that we might be fed and nourished by your word and your meal. Like Jeremiah, put your words in our mouths that we might go out to proclaim your love and grace to a hurt and broken world. Strengthen us to be the disruption this world seeks, that we might pluck up and pull down in order to build and to plant. And all these things we ask in your Son's name, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. God calls the disruptor. God equips the disruptor. God sends the disruptor. How dare you sing a song of resurrection if you never speak of death? In times when the gospel is a mere plug for a vote, a mere platform for a party, a mere summary for belief systems, we need prophets and the word of God more than ever. Words willing to name the truth. A prophet who calls out when and where hypocrisy trumps authenticity. A word of God that is willing to stand on and be proclaimed from a kind of truth known from one's very soul. The word of God is a dynamic force that at times stands in opposition to the inertia of culture and of politics. The word of God happened to Jeremiah. We meet the person of Jeremiah in dialogue with the person of God. And it is in this dialogue that the prophet's own self-understanding is challenged and revised. Jeremiah was called, given a divine initiative, and Jeremiah gave back as an excuse his own humanity as resistance. God rebuked him and reassured him offered him a physical act of commissioning and the substance of that commission. God placed God's words in Jeremiah's mouth, and Jeremiah was changed forever. God's words in Jeremiah's mouth are powerful, they are dangerous, and they are life-giving. They destroy what must be destroyed, dealing death with death. The words speak to the social order that is being reset. Jeremiah speaks to a world that rejected God. This word of God evokes an alternative community. And who wouldn't be scared? God's word is hard and dangerous words to speak. Jeremiah was commissioned, appointed over nations and over kingdoms to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. These words of God were not just for those in whom Jeremiah spoke, but for all peoples throughout time and place. They are words for us to hear today. Words that remind us that no historical structure, no political policy or defense scheme can secure a community against God when that community is under the judgment of God. God alone has the capacity to bring endings and to bring in new beginnings. And like Jeremiah and all the prophets that came before, we too are asked to respect the dignity of every human being. Recall the words of Jesus reciting from the scroll of Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. To pluck up and to pull down indeed. This past week, I spent 3.5 days at a children's youth and family ministries conference. The theme of this year's conference was Disrupt. In each of the general sessions, we learned more and more about how disruptions can break into our lives, and sometimes in the worst possible ways. But we also learned how these disruptions can show us God's grace in our world. Bishop Pedro Suarez of the Florida Bahamas Synod said, "Disruptions is what God does. Disruptions sometimes is what life does. God comes to us in different ways, and God is there in the middle of any disruption. Jeremiah was appointed to bring disruption into this world. Jesus came to bring disruption into this world. For Jeremiah and for Jesus, amazement turned quickly into anger and into violence, outcasting. Both were persecuted for disrupting the status quo. Jesus lived faith in action, so we should live our faith in action even when our choices challenge the dominant culture. Through the Holy Spirit, we live our faith in action, speaking the word of God even if we disrupt the status quo, even if we disrupt the inertia of our current culture and our current politics, even if we disrupt the historical structures and the political policies. May God working through our disruptions bring about change. May God working through our disruptions speak truth to power. May God working through our disruptions proclaim release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, and let the oppressed go free. May God working through our disruptions show us what it means to love our neighbor and to welcome the stranger. God alone has the power to bring about endings and new beginnings. The word of God happens to us. May you live as a holy disruptor in the name of the one who came to disrupt our lives with love and with grace. How dare you sing a song of resurrection if you never speak of death? God calls the disruptor. God equips the disruptor. God sends the disruptor. Amen.
Thank you.
We invite the assembly to be seated as we prepare to install the members and officers of our congregational council. And so the following persons, having been elected by Holy Trinity to positions of leadership, are asked to come forward as they hear their names read. We are doing this at both of our worship services today so that our council members could worship at the service where they typically do so. Our council this year is Teddy Bradley, Ryan Fleming, Emily Notari, Guy Huber, Kurt Kaufman, Richard Lee, Uli McDonald, Juan Perez, Elizabeth Vinenek, Barb Wozniak, and Jennifer Yap. Some are coming from behind me. So invite them to come all the way down this way. Good to see you, Guy. Joke from 8:30, you'd have to be there at that time. But we give God thanks for these sisters and brothers in Christ. In holy baptism, our Lord Jesus Christ liberated you from sin and death and made you members of Christ's church. Through the word and sacrament, you have been nurtured in faith, and I ask you together with all who are here gathered to confess the faith of the church, the faith in which we are baptized. Let us together read the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
St. Paul writes, "There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit gives them. There are different ways of serving, but the same Lord is served. There are different abilities to perform service, but the same God gives to everyone ability for a particular service. The Spirit's presence is shown in some way in each person for the good of all."
You have been elected to positions of leadership and trust in this congregation. You are to see that the words and deeds of this household of faith reflect the one in whose name we gather. You are to work together with other members to see that the worship and work of Christ are done in this congregation and that God's will is done in this community and in the whole world. You are to be diligent in your specific area of serving, that the one Lord who empowers you is glorified. You are to be examples of faith active in love to help maintain the life and harmony of this congregation. On behalf of your sisters and brothers in Christ, I ask you, are you ready to accept and faithfully to carry out the duties of the offices to which you have been elected? If so, we ask you to say in turn, yes, by the help of God.
Yes, by the help of God.
Yes, by the help of God. Yes, by the help of God.
Yes, by the help of God.
Yes, by the help of God.
Yes, by the help of God.
Yes, by the help of God.
Yes, by the help of God.
Yes, by the help of God.
Amen. I invite you to turn and face the congregation, your sisters and brothers. And people of God, we ask you, will you support these, your leaders, and will you share in the mutual ministry that Christ has given to all who are baptized? If so, say together, yes, by the help of God. Yes, by the help of God. I'd like to turn back around one more time. I now declare to you as installed members of our church council of this congregation, God bless you with God's Holy Spirit, that you may prove faithful servants of Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us give God thanks for these leaders with applause. Thank you. We invite the congregation to rise as we share prayers for all of God's people. United as one body in Christ, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need. We pray for the church. Inspire us by your Spirit as we respond to your call. When we are reluctant, strengthen us. When we are doubtful, encourage us. Above all, let your love shine through us. Protect all communities of faith, including the Buffalo City Cluster, Grace, North Park, Parkside, Resurrection, and Holy Trinity. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the earth, for mountains and prairies, cities and farms, rainforests and deserts, awaken us to the mystery and diversity of your creation. Nurture all living things and protect your creation from harm. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the nations, kindle within us a spirit of respect for one another. Protect those fleeing their homes to escape danger or oppression. Bring peace to communities torn apart by warfare and violence. We pray especially for all men and women serving in the armed forces and for their families. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For those in need, protect those who suffer abuse and encourage those who lack hope. Guide all who provide medical care. Comfort those who grieve and bring healing to the sick. We pray for all those that we now name out loud and those whom we remember from the silence of our hearts. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For this assembly, bless our elders. We pray for your daughters and sons, including the children of our community, and especially today for Daylin and DJ. Gather us into a community guided by your love. Inspire in us a spirit of hospitality and kindness. Teach us to bear one another's burdens with compassion. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We give thanks for those who have gone before us in faith and for those who now see you face to face, especially our dear sister Janet Marcia Archer. Inspire us by their example and bring us into your everlasting presence. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Receive our prayers and fill us with the radiance of your love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share with one another a sign of Christ's peace.
Let us pray together. God of all creation, all you have made is good, and your love endures forever. You bring forth bread from the earth and fruit from the vine. Nourish us with these gifts, that we might be for the world signs of your gracious presence in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your heart.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son, and in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy One, the beginning and the end, the giver of life, blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for your promise to your people. Blessed are you in the prophet's hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your Son Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks. Broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup and gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of your sin. When you drink from this cup, do it in remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming. Come, Lord Jesus. Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth. Come, Holy Spirit. All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, Power of the Most High, One God, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in God's grace. Amen. Let us pray together. We thank you, O God, that you have fed us at your banqueting table with bread and wine beyond compare, the very life of Christ for us. Send your Spirit with us now, that we may set the captive free. Use your gifts to build one another up, and in everything reflect your glory, revealed in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Gracious God, you took the form of a servant, offering yourself as food, comfort, and strength to a sick and hurting world. Anoint with a servant heart those who take your word and sacrament to our sisters and brothers in their homes, in prisons, and in hospitals. Grant grace, mercy, healing, and hope to those who feast on your body and blood and receive your words of new life. May we all recognize that we have a place and a home in the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The God of glory dwell in you richly, name you beloved, and shine brightly on your path. And the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you now and always. Amen.
Christ is your light. Thanks be to God.